First, though, let's get to Sasha Adriano, the owner of Whale's Tail Restaurant, and also spearheads the Nassau-Suffolk Outdoor Dining Coalition. And nice enough to join us on a Thursday morning, I believe for the first time on our program. We say a very good morning to Sasha. Sasha, good to have you aboard here, sir.
How you doing, my friend? Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It is a pleasure. Thinking of you yesterday, as well as many other owners of restaurants. You know, listen, you got the curbside takeout and everything else. Certainly not cutting it for most. Give me your feelings here as phase one is underway. Phase two, who knows, Sash? We'll see what happens. But all I know is the industry right now could use a bit of a boost. Talk to me.
Well, I think it's positive. It's definitely a good thing to see us starting to get back to work for some of us. The restaurant industry has probably been one of the hardest hit industries across the board. And I understand why. I mean, I'm sympathetic to the situation. What the Outdoor Dining Coalition really is all about is that we're really trying to declassify ourselves from traditional indoor dining restaurants. Now, I'm not trying to say that I don't want indoor restaurants to be open. I have another restaurant, which is indoors, but truth be told, I would find it rather difficult to make a plausible case that indoor dining should be open today. But outdoor dining, it's a different animal. You know, we are pre-existing outdoor restaurants that have been operating like that for many years. We don't have to make structural modifications. Professionals, I mean, I have been very fortunate enough with this coalition that we've, you know, picked up some of the more prestigious professional operators across the board, you know, from Gosman's to Claudio's to Alessings Group, Dover Group, Delvino, a lot of people, you know, and we just really want the opportunity to have a conversation about why we feel that we're able to open the outdoor dining safely. Now, for us, we have 3 months to make our entire year's revenue. And that's a scary thing. For a lot of us, we may not be in business as we get into the winter. I mean, I save 5% a week of my revenues just to support myself in the off season. So quite a scary time, you know.
Sash, I'll tell you this much, and businesses as we speak are shuttered and will not be open. And the little PPP that was received, you know, that's only going to go so far. You know, the fact of the matter is, listen, I've been advocating that restaurants open up. I visited a restaurant weeks ago in another state. It can be done. You walk in. The people are wearing masks. Your waiter or waitress comes over to mask. It's every other table. There's distance and everything else in play. You pay with a little apparatus, little device on the table. When it's all said and done, nobody touches your credit card except you. Listen, it can be done if thought out. And I'm sorry, it wasn't on thinking here. A little too much of the micromanagement. And I have stated all along that restaurants could have opened up a lot sooner. God knows when they'll be out in full, couple of weeks, who knows? But in essence, you know, I've been pushing. And we could have opened it up. Do you get that feeling as well?
Well, I mean, you see that Connecticut had just recently opened the outdoor dining, and so far, a week into it, it seems to be running successful. I mean, look, here's my take on it. We're the professionals. I mean, I don't know anything about running a state or a county, so I'm not going to pretend to. But we do know about running restaurants. And this virus is a virus of cross-contamination. I mean, with the exception of next to the medical industry, who better is more equipped to handle cross-contamination than food and beverage operators who are licensed, certified in doing that? So we submitted about 25 pages of protocol over to the state and the county, which was put together from the FDA, CDC, National Restaurant Association, talking about what you would pretty much common sense imagine the future to look like. And it's exactly what you had said, you know, with the digital menus, you know, disposable, single serve, one way in, one way out. In fact, you know, when you had mentioned the PPP, one of the things that I think is important to take into consideration that while a lot of us still have it today, I think the smartest thing is to take advantage of the additional funds for the payroll to make a smooth transition. I want to overstaff. I want to have bathroom attendants. I want to have spotters that are available, as we call them, safety managers. And I would be concerned that when the PPP expires, that you already have people who are stressed out in a tough situation, that they may, you know, try and watch their labor as much as they can. And that, I think, is when mistakes could possibly happen.
No doubt, Sasha Adriano is the owner of Whale's Tail Restaurant, ladies and gentlemen. It's on Fort Salonga Road, by the way, in Northport. Sasha, what about some of the employees at your restaurant? Give us the status. You know, we have seen and heard stories of many an employee sitting it out, the unemployment benefits. You know, they get the extra bump, the $600. Who the heck wants to come back to work when you're, you know, even if you're making 182 a week, you know, plus six, you know, do the math, 782 a week, you're pulling in about $3,000 a month. Who's coming back to work? Give me an idea on your mindset regarding that, and maybe some of the employees over at Whale's Tail.
Yeah, well, I get it. If you're going to set up a structure like that, people are going to take advantage of it. And, you know, for the most part, I'd like to say that most of our staff are people of integrity, and they want to work. I mean, these are hardworking people who want to support their families. They want to be out. They want to feel like they're doing something. But, of course, I mean, we swell up to about 75 people on staff during our peak season. And, you know, a lot of people, especially the gratuitized employees, why come to work? You're going to sit home. You're doing curbside delivery. How are they really going to make the gratuities? So I think it could have been thought out better. I have also sent out letters to my employees letting them know that their jobs are now available once we got the PPP. And, you know, if they decide not to come back, you know, we're going to have to fill that job. But, you know, I mean, I think it could have been handled better, you know, but I think the sooner we get back to work, the better it is. I mean, you know, people are getting nuts out there. I mean, people are emotional. I don't blame them. But I think better minds need to prevail. I think we need to sit down and have an intelligent conversation about how we're able to get ourselves back to work as soon as possible.
Sasha Adriano with us. You know, Sasha, and I've been saying this, you know, if you do it methodically, safely, judiciously, you could make it work and you could save some of the small businesses out there. But that has not been done. You know, all we hear about, you know, is the metrics and two metrics away and hospitalizations and deaths. You know, it's not only about the numbers here. It's about livelihoods. Because, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people don't think about depression, anxiety, alcoholism, drug dependency, and every suicide. And listen, I hate to say it, but these are all components of what has occurred right now with some of these shutdowns, you know. And sometimes that thought process has to be in play a little bit more. But certainly, as I have put it, a methodical approach, doing it safely, and you could get it done ever so slowly. A lot of restaurants will say, well, what good does capacity restriction, 25% mean? Well, you know what? It's better than nothing. What about that whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, my attitude on it is I just want to get open. I mean, I'm not staring at my P&L constantly because I'm just going to go nuts. I do understand the argument that if you're paying 100% occupancy cost at 25% capacity, there's going to be a problem. And, you know, this is one of the topics that could be part of a conversation that if we cannot get open, we need to have a talk about what government intervention is going to look like for our industry and probably many other industries. But back to opening up methodically, I mean, I've had multiple conversations with epidemiologists. And I'm told, and I wish I could get pen to paper, but I'm sure you can understand why. But for the most part, they feel that being outside, they're completely safe. I mean, there's many different variables. One, if you're spaced out, you have wind flow, you have sunlight, you have humidity. I mean, it's not that easy of a virus to catch when you're outside. So, I mean, that is another reason. Plus, not to mention who doesn't need fresh air and sunlight today after all this. So I really, again, am 100% confident that the group of professionals that we've assembled are more than capable with the protocol that we submitted to open up methodically stagger it, use the benefit of the PPP to overstaff at the beginning to make sure that we can work out the kinks to this new norm. I mean, they need to understand that we're, you know, taking traditional restaurant operations, and now we got to go ahead and swing the pendulum to this new norm. It's going to take a little bit of a learning curve, and I think we need to do it now while we have the support.
No question. Sash, before we let you go, give us a couple of words of wisdom regarding the whale's tail over there on Fort Salonga Road, Northport. How long you been in operation? Obviously, it sounds the specialty to be a seafood and everything else. Give the folks an idea about a whale's tail.
Well, this is our 11th season. It has, you know, professionally been the biggest privilege of my career. It was never meant to be. We went in there kind of thinking it was a seasonal snack bar with a little residual revenue coming in. And what we didn't know, you know, I was 30 at the time, that we had to rezone the property. And, you know, luckily we had a tremendous support from the community. I have to say the municipality has been incredible. My friend Tom Kehoe, who's been a big supporter of us, the village trustees. And, you know, what we try and prove to the elected officials is that they have partners in us. We're not combative. We're not trying to jump up and down and play politics. The whale's tail stands for a place where people of whatever your political, you know, feelings are, that you can come there. We all get along. We're all there to try and just forget the chaos and put your feet up, have a fish taco, an ice cold beer that we make right at our brewery, Harborhead, and kind of, you know, forget about our woes, you know, and hopefully we're going to be getting back to doing that real soon. I'm optimistic, and I welcome any conversations with our elected officials so we might be able to educate them about what we feel the process is going to look like.
Hey, listen, and hopefully there'll be an expediting as far as the phases. Hopefully you're not going to have to wait the 2 weeks between one and two. Then we got three coming by way. So in essence, maybe common sense, which I think is so needed right now in all of this, common sense will prevail
like
in all
to say
of this.
In closing, I'm optimistic about that. I have been in communication with some of the officials, and you know, that's what we're looking. As long as we have access to a dialogue, I think you know, we have an opportunity to go ahead and put our heads together and do something safely and intelligently where everybody can win.
All right, well said. Hopefully that will occur. Sash Adriano, the whale's tail, ladies and gentlemen, in Northport on Fort Salonga Road. I tell you, fits right in with that great community over there. And, of course, spearheading the coalition with dining as far as both counties are concerned. Sash, keep us in the loop, okay? We'll keep in touch with you. Anything
man.
You need, you know where to reach us.
Appreciate the support. Have a great day, everybody.
There you go, Sash Adriano. Quarter past. Let's check out some travels right off the bat here. It is sponsored by the great GTS Builders Supply. They're right on Vets Highway, ladies and gentlemen, in Holbrook. They've been around a long time, 52 years. That's right, they got it all. Contractors, beware, they got it all for you. Right now, the best time. Check it out online, GTSBuildersSupply.com, 585-7171. The Lumber Ladies await.